Buzz?
Yes.
Here we go. It's time for the Buzz interview.
Okay.
Just tell you the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Business is better than ever in a pot-friendly Bud and Breakfast.
Bud and Breakfast.
Santa Cruz, California.
Mm-hmm. You're not talking about Budweiser, are you?
Ooh. Nope. Santa Cruz, California. There's an inn that caters to medical marijuana users.
Oh, well, there
right.
You go.
Always medical.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, I have tuberculosis. Can I come in? Can I come in for some eggs?
I cut my finger.
Now, are they ready to go on the air?
Oh, yeah. Andrea is ready.
The Compassion Flower Inn.
Andrea.
All right. Well, Buzz, you'll have to stand by for...
No, I'm not.
Stand by for our introduction.
Please.
Hello, Compassion Flower Inn.
CBS Radio calling. Stand by to go on the air with Buzz Burbank. In 5, 4, 3, 2, air. What's happening, Mon?
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be back. We're back from a very short break, and we'd like to thank Normal for that wonderful advertisement. Keeps us going, man.
Want to say right now, you're listening to our man Buzz.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind.
And now... here's our Dr. Timothy Leary, Mon.
The Ging Master himself.
Here's our Charlie Manson.
Thanks, dude.
The man with the sticky stuff.
Righteous introduction. Thanks.
Here's Buzz Burbank.
Understand we have Andrea on the line. Andrea, are you with us?
I sure am, Buzz.
And I heard you answered the phone. Did you say Compassion Inn?
Compassion Flower Inn.
Compassion.
Located in downtown Santa Cruz in the hip beach surf city of California.
Santa Cruz, how far is that from, say, Sacramento?
Well, Sacramento, it's probably about a 2.5-hour drive,
yeah.
Maybe a little less, but from San Francisco, we're just about 70 miles south.
That's what I thought. And I understand the Compassion Flower Inn is a bed and breakfast?
We're a bed and breakfast, traditional bed and breakfast that caters to straight people,
right.
Gay people, people from other countries and other places in the country, but we also cater to medical marijuana patients.
Now, what kind of, I mean, without divulging anybody's private medical information, what sort of maladies do people come there with to treat themselves with marijuana?
Well, marijuana is very helpful for patients, particularly with cancer and AIDS.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, I know that. But, I mean, what's your experience been? What are some of the other things, perhaps, you've seen people fighting?
People have come to us with MS, Parkinson's, spasticity disease.
Headaches?
Cut
fingers? Anything like that?
Migraine headaches is very true.
Sure.
Back injuries, people who suffer from chronic pain find marijuana to be very beneficial, and it's not as toxic or addictive as the pharmaceutical prescriptions.
Well, this has got to make the police nuts. How do you deal with the police?
Actually, the police refer people to us, both people who are looking for medical marijuana.
I forgot where you are.
We refer them to the dispensary that we have here in Santa Cruz for people who have recommendations for marijuana.
How many blocks away is the dispensary?
It's pretty far, actually. It's about a mile in an industrial park, and it serves about 3,000 patients that we have right here in Santa Cruz and people who also come from other places in the state.
Now, your customers, what do you think, joints or bongs mostly?
Well, it's a mix, actually.
Sure.
Bring the vaporizers also.
Oh, really?
A bit healthier way to ingest marijuana.
Sure. Those are catching on.
And it is. And also, a lot of people eat edibles as well.
Oh, brownies, cookies, and things like that.
Buzz, I think you want to take a call?
Yeah, I do. One more question, Andrea. Are you holding right now?
I will.
Yeah? Okay. No, I'm not asking you to hold. I was asking you if you were holding.
Hello.
We have a call, apparently, Andrea.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Is this the Buzz Show?
Right on, dude. Welcome. What's your question for Andrea?
Man, this is so freaking boring!
Really, it's about...
Let's talk about getting high!
What do you want me to ask her about getting high?
F you, Burbank!
All right, thank you, caller. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to another line, see if we maybe have another caller on the line. I think we do. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I've got a caller. I'm sorry. I mean, a question.
Okay.
For your guest.
Yeah, what's your question, man?
Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, we're here. What's your question?
No, as far as, like, for medical use.
Right, you know, right.
What would be the best kind of pot? You know, would you want to use Maui? Would you want to use Sensimil? What am I saying?
It's a great question, caller. I hope we didn't drop the call there. But, Andrea, what's the preferred medicine of choice? What's the favorite flavor of marijuana for people who use it medically? Oh, dear. What an unfortunate
I guess we seem to have lost our caller.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, hold on. I really
Let's
don't
see
know.
If we can get her back.
I really don't know. Where'd the number go?
Don't know what happened. It's right here. I don't know if you can see it from here. TheCompassionFlowerInn.com.
Someone called the Smithsonian.
Where you can make your reservation.
I just have a feeling that this is pure gold, Jerry.
Yeah.
Pure gold.
And not Acapulco gold either.
Good afternoon, Compassion Flower Inn.
Hi.
Stand by for CBS Radio. Were you disconnected with Buzz Burbank?
It seems like it.
No, sorry about that, Andre. I don't know what happened there. But we're back now.
And now back to Buzz Burbank.
As we talk to Andrea in Santa Cruz, California, about her bud and breakfast, the Compassion Flower Inn. Thanks for joining us again, and I think we have either a new caller on the... I believe a new caller on the line.
We do. Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening to this, and I find this completely offensive. I find that anybody that would condone the use of a narcotic that's illegal is should be locked up. I think you should be locked up, and your guests should be locked up. I don't care whether you call it compassion flower or pot power. I think you're all crap. I think you ought to be locked up.
What do you say to this caller, Andrea?
Well, I say that he's probably living on a different planet. California is really very receptive to this concept.
Right.
And we're not just talking about using it for medicinal.
Hello?
It helps people.
Hello?
There's a new caller, apparently. Go ahead, sir.
Am I on the air?
You are on the radio. Turn your radio down, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, dude.
Got weed?
Oh, we always get the prank calls here on the program. Sorry about that, Andrea. Now, you were saying that not everybody uses it for medical reasons?
Well, of course. This
Buzz, hold on. You got another call coming in.
Hang on, Andrea. Here's another call. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'd like to totally disagree with the last caller. I think Buzz has got a great show.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that vote.
I'm sitting here smoking a bong with my puppies.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good work, Burbank.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Andrea, so you're saying not everybody uses it for medical purposes, right?
Oh, yes. That's true.
Right?
In California, of course, we've discovered recreational use.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a new caller. Go ahead, sir.
Is this Buzz Burbank?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, caller.
We have another call, Buzz. Yes, right here.
My name is E.
E? Like Elvis?
Just call me E.
I'll call you E.
I'm very sick. How much pot can I get for this hole that I just dug in my hand? And why are we doing this on a freaking cell phone?
It's hard, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yep.
Self-inflicted.
It is
hard, isn't it?
Very hard.
It is almost impossible.
Self-inflicted wounds. Can you get medical marijuana for that, Andrea?
Buzz, you have some very, very unusual callers.
We always have had. So
very, very interesting. I thought that D.C. was rather a conservative place, but boy,
not on this show.
You're syndicated,
there.
Buzz. You're
That's
everywhere.
Right. We're all over the country, including Northern California.
Oh, here's another call for you, Buzz.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Is this Buzz?
Yes. Hi. Who is this?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Good to hear from you again.
Charlie Suen Stabler.
That's right. I remember. We all remember.
I smoke pot.
Do you really?
Yeah, I
would
do.
Have never guessed that.
Because my head always hurts.
For your headaches, then.
Can I come to the Compassion Flower, please?
Who's welcome? You said, I guess everybody's welcome at the Compassion Flower Inn, right, Andrea?
I hope the retarded are. I'm speaking slow.
Charlie's a little special. You don't discriminate against anybody, right, Andrea?
Well, we're a family-operated business. I have two kids, and, of course, some people might be a little bit too far out for our inn.
Really? I couldn't imagine that because it seemed like you welcome everybody there.
Hello?
Another caller. Go ahead.
We have another call right now, Buzz.
Hello. Is this Buzz Burbank?
It is. You're on the air.
This is Aaron Spelling.
Aaron, how are you since your stroke?
As you may have heard, I have had a stroke.
I know. Mr. Loveboat, Mr. 90210.
How much for an ounce?
How much? What is an ounce going for? That's quite a lot by today's standards. How much is an ounce going for, Andre, in Santa Cruz?
Well, I can't really say. I couldn't tell you right offhand because usually buy it.
Usually
Buzz,
what?
Buzz, I'm sorry we have to break in. Another call is coming. Your segment's very popular. Hello?
Yes, next caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is this Buzz Burbank?
It is.
Regis Philbin.
Regis.
I'm calling for two reasons. Want everybody to watch my show, America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
And do you prefer your pot sticky or dry? I'll hang out and listen.
Andrea, sticky or dry? What's the preference out there?
Well, you know, sticky is always preferable. Mm-hmm. It has a higher resin content, more THC.
Let's try one more.
Sparkles and the light. Yes.
One more call for you. Hello?
Hello, Buzz, how are you doing?
Hey, a British friend. Hey, how are you?
Hi, this is Timmy O'Bobbin.
Hey,
I heard your guest talking about how they cater to foreign clients. How about the British?
British, welcome, Andrea.
Oh, all the time. We have a lot of people from Great Britain and from most recently Wales.
Oh, very good then, ta-ta. I said good day. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
The unusual call.
Good to hear from you.
Well, Buzz, that's about time for you to wind up the show.
High above the floor on the wall by the door says it's time for us to go. Andrea, thank you for being a guest on our program. We wish you the best of luck. Check out CompassionFlowerIn.com to learn more. Thanks, Andrea.
All right, Buzz.
Good
Take
luck.
You, now.
You have been listening to Buzzman
at the Butt Corner.
When we come back...
Yeah.
Buzz will have one of his crazy competitions, Mon, where people will be drinking bong water for prizes, Mon.
And don't forget, this weekend, it's the Oreo cookie eat-off.
What do we do now, Mon?
Oh, she hung up. Why are we even still doing this?
I think she's done.
We sign off and go start talking in our regular voices.
Got her back.
All right.
See how it went?
Yeah, definitely see
how it went. Oh, good. I can't wait to hear.
As you can tell, we get awful cell reception in the studio.
Sounded
good. It was weird doing those phone calls and having the delay. Very strange, because we were listening on the headphones.
I heard, the echo.
See, because we couldn't, it's very confusing. This is another reason I'm so glad we're having these new studios made. When we want to fake a phone call like that, we'll be able to just
thanks for doing the interview.
Jump in.
Oh, let's see how. Let's listen.
Yeah.
How do you think it went?
How do you think it went?
Andreas now very, very chatty.
The callers are nutty, and it's a nutty show, and we thank you.
Okay.
Didn't she kind of sound like a guy?
Very much so. I didn't even want to get into that.
Don't poke her at that joint.
Well, that's our show. We appreciate your time and wish you all the best with your
then.
Work. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's great.
Bye then.
Another friend.
She's surprised there could be something so far out on the East Coast.
Just a lesson. Incidentally, lesson to all you comedy apprentices out there. Whenever you're going to start a bit, make sure you start it within the first 10 seconds, get cancer involved. Always works very, very well.
Yes.
It always works very successfully.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
As always, thank you for stepping up.